relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Well, it's happening. The second Senate trial of the 45th President of the United States begins on Monday. The travesty, the sham impeachment that took 8 hours with no witnesses, with no representation for the president, is now moving to the upper house. We have with us a very special guest today here on America First. We will be joined later by Trish Regan, Jim Carafano, the legendary Bill Wilson, and Stephen Moore. But first, we have the 45th President's counsel, Bruce Castor, with us live. Mr. Castor, welcome to America First.
Well, thank you very much. I'm excited to be on the program.
So we received from the president's office the full filing signed by you and your colleague. I read most of it out on air the second it was released. Explain to us, if you would, for those who've missed it. It was a masterful document. I'm not a lawyer, but even I could understand it thanks to its clarity. Explain to us your argument for the unconstitutional character of the events that will begin on Monday.
Well, you're very kind to give us those compliments. I have to say I spent a great deal of time writing it, probably 2.5 days for a 14-page double-spaced document.
It shows. It shows.
But, and of course, David helped me a great deal. David Shorn, my co-counsel. The arguments are primarily what we would call procedural arguments and jurisdictional arguments. I laid it out roughly in the order in which I intend to present it. The Constitution is particularly clear on the penalty that is attached to a person who is convicted after they are impeached by the House of Representatives, and it specifically says that the penalty shall extend only to removal from office, and then after that's done, potentially a decision on whether the person can hold office again in the future. So the key part of the case and the part that should last about an hour to argue and everyone should go home is, can you impeach somebody who's not in office? Because or can you convict somebody on an article of impeachment who's not holding office? Because the fact of the matter is the single available sanction is impossible to apply.
So that let me translate it into layman's terms. The objective of an impeachment trial to remove a president from office is impossible if they're no longer the president.
Correct. They no longer hold the office. You see, if you read the Federalist Papers, you understand that the very smart men who wrote the Constitution understood that impeachment and removal from office on conviction is not a punishment. It is a way to get somebody out of office because they are causing damage in the way they're doing their job, and the country is suffering from that. It provides a mechanism between elections to remove somebody from office because it's sort of like an emergency. Now, of course, we've had an emergency, twice in 1 year, but it's sort of like an emergency escape provision. Because if you do something bad, you get arrested. So, I mean, these people who say that if you couldn't convict presidents at the end of their term, they would get away scot-free and could do whatever they want. That is complete nonsense. If somebody goes toward the end of their term as president and they engage in criminal activity, you wait until they're out of office and then they get arrested. I mean, that's the way the system operates.
To be clear, the original impeachment concept from our founding fathers is the trial occurs to remove him because there's some exigence, there's some emergency, he's doing damage, has to be removed. And then an additional measure would have to be brought by the Senate to bar him from future office.
Yes, but with a slight caveat, because the way the sentence reads, it says, shall extend in cases of impeachment only to removal from office. Then there's a comma and the prohibition from holding an office of trust or honor of the United States. So you must accomplish the first part before the second part becomes available to be considered. And since it's impossible to satisfy the first part, you can never reach the second part.
So is this...
under the logic that is advanced by the Democrats, if Donald Trump was dead, they could still do this. And that's insane.
Yeah. Well, yes, that is an adjective for many things that are occurring on Capitol Hill. Is this why? Can you give us some clarity? Is this why, against all expectations for the left or for the Democrats, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court will not be presiding over the trial in the Senate, exactly because it is unconstitutional?
No, I believe the Chief Justice is only required to preside over the trial when the person on trial is the President of the United States. Obviously, Donald Trump is no longer the president of the United States, so he does not get the benefit of having the Chief Justice, presumably the fairest jurist in the land, to preside over his case. Instead, he gets a partisan political senator from Vermont who is a juror and a guaranteed vote against him.
But isn't that also a legal argument against these proceedings, that the person who will now be in charge, that senator, also has a vote in the conviction? How can somebody who's in charge of a trial get to be a member of the jury as well? Is this going to be one of the defenses that you use?
Well, you'll certainly hear about it. Yes, I mean, Senator Schumer, I watched it over and over again to make sure that I didn't miss anything, but Senator Schumer very carefully and succinctly said that this will be a fair and objective proceeding, and that the president President Trump will get all of the procedures and the benefits of the fairness that the senators are able to give. And right off the bat, you have a senator in the chair who's going to be voting not only to convict Donald Trump, but also the person who theoretically could make rulings that would hasten that along.
Do you have any expectations how long this procedure will last? What is America having to gird its loins for?
Well, I do know that the two leaders in the Senate are negotiating whether there's going to be witnesses and how much time will be allotted in various aspects of the case. So some of those things are still up in the air, but certainly it will run at least a week, and it could run longer. And you know that next week's is President's Day, and the members expect to be in their home states. So it could be, you know, a week or it could be weeks. We just have to see.
Is there any temptation for the president's team to talk about real incitement to violence, as we've seen in the last 11 months across America, with Democrats encouraging BLM and Antifa to run riot?
Oh, I think you can expect to see a good deal of that, yes.
Good. Excellent. What about the last election? Will that be raised as well, or will you keep that out of the proceedings?
Well, you know, it's curious because all of the news coverage about our predecessor counsel from South Carolina said that they were that they quit because they were pressured to use the last election as the main defense. Well, no one's tried to pressure me to do that.
How interesting. Another example of fake news in practice. God bless you, sir. We wish all power to you in the next week. We're talking to the counsel to the 45th President of the United States, Bruce Castor. We're going to repost right now his superlative document responding to the Senate. Read it. If you're an American, you need to know. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
We've waited long enough. Let's get back to work. It's the Great American Comeback with Trish Regan.
I love the tweet at the top of her feed. Improve your own damn carbon footprint, John Kerry. It's Friday. We've got to talk economics. We've got to talk markets with our very good friend, our regular guest, Trish Regan. Follow her right now at TrishIntel.com, Trish_Regan on Twitter, and the Trish Intel podcast. Happy Friday, Trish.
Happy Friday, Sam.
Can I spoil your Friday?
How so?
I want you to hear what the president just said. Play video cut one for our friend Trish and our millions of listeners.
We're going to be talking about the recovery package, but you saw the jobs report. There's only 6,000 private sector jobs have been created. And at that rate, it's going to take 10 years before we get to full employment. That's not hyperbole. That's a fact. We're going to be in a situation where take a long, long time.
Only 10 years to get back to where we were, to full employment. That's straight from the Oval Office earlier today. A very peculiar definition of leadership, is it not, Trish?
Look, I mean, I think, Seb, the bottom line is the president does need to be a little bit of a cheerleader for the economy, right? So it's pretty challenging when you see that kind of negative outlook. Nonetheless, I think he's trying to be a realist. He doesn't want to have expectations too high right now. Don't forget, he's told us a lot about the long, dark winter. And yeah, it's going to be a dark winter, at least judging by today's unemployment report.
So what should he be saying? If you've got to, I remember Donald Trump wasn't too long ago. He was a cheerleader for the economy. It wasn't just rah, rah, rah that got big government off the backs of Americans and small and medium-sized businesses. But clearly something's missing, isn't it, Trish?
Well, you know, this is my frustration, actually, during when Barack Obama was president, because we'd have a good jobs report. They'd add 300,000 jobs to the economy, and he'd get up there and say, well, you know, we can do better, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I come back to, you've got to look at the silver lining. I mean, even in this jobs report, I'm encouraged. We added jobs. We didn't lose jobs. Last month, we lost jobs, right?
Yes.
So I'd be looking at it if I were in political office, certainly, which I have no interest of ever being.
Now, that's an interesting idea.
Seriously.
Oh, could you imagine Governor Regan? I think that trips off the tongue. I think that's a wonderful idea.
Sweet. You're very sweet. But no, I think that you have to emphasize the positive, what's going on that really can help people feel better about the future. And so I would look at this and say, hey, look, you know what? We added jobs. We didn't lose them. It shows that we're on the right trajectory. And then, you know, the media will pick it apart, this, that, and the other, and they'll say that, you know, you should have added more jobs and, you know, you're still losing jobs in these critical areas. But when you're in that position of leadership, I appreciate people who see glass as half full, right? And really emphasize what's good, because people need to believe in the American economy. They need to believe in the possibility of the future. That's a pretty critical component. Don't forget the psychology that goes in to markets and the economy, Seb.
No, absolutely. It's a lot of it is psychology, not just the facts and the black ink on the white paper. Let's talk about the biggest story of the last week, which was, of course, Robin Hood, GameStop, and Citron. We have seen a revolution of Robin Hood users bringing, I think at the latest count, 36 legal actions against the company for stopping trading. We've seen GameStop shares plummet. What is the latest, what are the consequences on the long term of this story stock market?
Yeah, my concern is just that you're going to see a tremendous amount of new regulation. Look, the bottom line is investors need to believe in markets. If you don't believe in the fairness and the integrity of the markets, then why are you in them to begin with, right? And so when you start to lose faith in institutions, you've got a much, much, much bigger problem. And that's the thing that concerns me most about GameStop, just the frustration that your individual investor felt that was investing online. That said, you know, look, it's a little bit buyer beware. Anytime you get involved in the stock market, and I'm sorry, but if you're taking stock tips off of, you know, a Reddit trading forum, you got to kind of accept that, you know, it's buyer beware. And when a stock is so divorced from its fundamentals as GameStop was, well, you know, you got to accept that risk. And so you know that whenever a trade gets super crowded, right, it becomes more and more volatile. Well, what happens? The clearinghouses say, hey, we need more in margin requirements for the institution that's trading this. So then the institution goes back to the individual investor and says, hey, we got to up your margin requirements. And that's just sort of how the dominoes, you know, fall out. And look, it's happened before, but I do think fundamentally what we need is better transparency, and people need to kind of be aware of these risks. Robinhood shouldn't say, like, this is the best platform for trading if they can't guarantee a certain amount of liquidity and ease of trading.
But does this story, and here's, you know, you're the expert, I'm just the layperson looking at it, doesn't this story at least partially seem to indicate the liberalization, the democratization of trading, to some extent, is a mirage?
Here's what, not yes and no. I mean, what I would say, there are a lot of people that are trying to blame these online traders for the volatility, and I would say be careful on that. I think there's more to the story. The Wall Street Journal just reported the other day that there was a $700 million gain by one hedge fund.
Correct.
Right, on this trade, an institutional fund. So there was institutional money in there too. So before you turn around and you blame this poor, you know, Keith Gill out of Massachusetts, I would just say, look, you know, it's pretty wild if one trader online on a Reddit forum can actually sway an entire market. That tells you that something's really messed up with our markets, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Right? For a market to work, it should be fundamental, you know, reasons that stocks move. And you can't tell me that one single person or a group of Reddit traders is actually going to influence an entire market. I don't think so. I think it's going on, and we're going to learn more and more about that.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. There's probably a lot more to the story of GameStop, maybe more to it than just one subreddit chat room equivalent driving a completely anomalous group of trading transactions. If you want to know the deeper story, if you want to know just what is happening in our markets, you've got to get this lady's podcast. TrishIntel.com is the website. It's Trish Intel, the podcast. And also follow her on Twitter at Trish_Regan. Thank you, Trish. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We will be joined later by Jim Carafano, Bill Wilson, also Stephen Moore. And your calls next. The number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. Our Patriot Mobile, it's Friday.
That means it's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. You can text it in as well. Our PatriotMobile.com text line, 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. And don't forget, well, you know, for the time being, God willing, we're live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, also on our webpage, sebgorka.com, where you can listen to the show 24-7. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Plus, you got to have a plan B. Our Rumble channel, our video Rumble channel. That's rumble.com/S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Stay on this channel. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
If this is allowed to continue, they're just going to work its way into the entire apparatus of government, journalism, maybe most seriously into the tech sector, which has become the governance apparatus for the new public square. YouTube and Google, Facebook and Twitter dictate whose voices can be heard. And if those entities start trying to engineer the conversation to adhere to the rules laid out with these phony Trojan horse terms, disaster will be the result.
That is Brett Weinstein, a liberal professor who's been at the wrong end of political correctness in his college. He's one of the people who appear in Dennis Prager's new movie, No Safe Spaces, along with Jordan Peterson, Ben Shapiro, and co-star of the movie, none other than Adam Carolla. Watch it with us. Order it at salemnow.com. You know Dennis, he just makes superlative content. You will not be disappointed. Use my name for 20% off. That's G-O-R-K-A. The film is called No Safe Spaces. It's available at salemnow.com. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You need to educate yourself now more than ever. Okay. The story continues. The story of AOC. And just how much she lied. We now know she was across the park, 10 minutes walk away from the Capitol, in a building that was not under siege, that hadn't been penetrated by MAGA-hatted rioters. And her story of cowering in an office and being afraid of the white police officer that knocked at her door. Well, somebody else was two doors down in the Cannon building, and she had something else to say about it. This is Representative Nancy Mace on Fox News giving her version of the events of January 6th. Video cut 3, Congresswoman Mace.
She was claiming that they were banging on the door. Where is she? Where is she? They were screaming loudly in the halls. I would imagine if you were there at the time, did you see and hear that?
No, and the Capitol Police were there to protect us, because the only thing protecting us between us and the violent rioters on Capitol, at the Capitol Dome, which is a 7 to 10 minute walk away in the tunnels under the Capitol, quite far actually, were the Capitol Police. So they were there to protect us and evacuate us.
So it's not true.
There were no roaming Viking helmet-wearing crazies in the Cannon building, which, by the way, do you see what the fake news is doing? They're using the phrase, the congressional complex, making you think that everything's attached. This is a separate building, okay? And when people say, oh, well, there are tunnels. Yeah, with trains that you have to get on, trains that you have to go past a security checkpoint. By the way, I've been on those trains. You have to go through a magnetometer. You have to actually be patted down if something metal sets off the metal detectors. It's all a lie. But remember, AOC lied about where she grew up. She wasn't some street urchin or somebody from the tougher parts of New York. She grew up in a very she part of New York. She lied about seeing the children in the cages. Do you remember that stage photograph? She's holding her face on bended knee, crying as she sees something behind the chain link fence. Well, the photographer who took that photograph of AOC at the border, well, good for him. He actually released some of the other photographs showing that the chain link fence she was sobbing in front of was actually a parking lot with a couple of trees and a couple of trucks in it. Then she lied about January the 6th. She wasn't in the Capitol. She wasn't in danger for her life with hordes of red MAGA hatted wearing rioters banging down her door. A Capitol police officer was doing his job by making sure that she was in her office and okay. A building that had not been breached by anyone. That's who AOC is. Will she pay consequences? Well, maybe it's up to us. Maybe it's up to the residents of the congressional district where she comes from. Maybe somebody, I don't care, it can be from the left or the right, can primary her, run against her. Because I know one thing, sooner or later, these things have consequences, especially when you lie about your own personal safety and exploit others' emotions. We're going to take your calls momentarily. 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, 833-334-6752. But before we do that, I have to run over and take my balance of nature. I've forgotten today, and I take it every day to be the healthiest Dr. G I can be, thanks to Dr. Douglas Howard. When I take those 6 capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, I'm taking 10 How does he do that? 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. It's just your shortcut to health. Health in your hand is what I call it, and Dr. Douglas is going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name. Call Balance of Nature on 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. You've got to use the code for the massive discounts. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Do it today. You won't regret it. This is America First.
God gave us grace on November 8, 2016 to change the course we were on. God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned its back on God. Our president gave us so much hope where just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, the lowest unemployment, and wages going up. It was amazing. With our great president, vice president, and this administration, and all the great people in this country praying daily, we will get through this and get back to a place that's stronger and safer than ever.
You recognize that voice, don't you? That's the great Mike Lindell. Immortal words from the Rose Garden.
when he had an opportunity to talk to the American people, not just about COVID and the economy, but the need to get back to basics, to our Lord, to the Bible. Well, Mike has done something very special, and I have been fully authorized to share with you the details. He said, wait till Friday, and he's dropped an incredible video that you need to watch. You judge for yourself what he has collected in his new film about the elections. It's at MichaelJLindell.com. That's MichaelJLindell.com. Watch it, use it, and then thank Mike. And the best way you can thank him is to support him. His incredible company, the My Pillow Company, based here in America, making American products for Americans. You know what they've done to him? They banned him from Twitter, both of his sites. Support him now more than ever. And use my name and he will give you the biggest discounts possible. It doesn't matter what it is. We use all of his products. My dogs sleep on his pet beds. Our bed has the mattress topper. Our towels are from Mike Lindell. But most important of all, the pillow that solved the crick in my neck and John Solomon and so many others. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. The president loves them. We all love them. You need to use them. They're a great gift. Not $69.98, $29.98 if you use my name. Support Mike. Support us. This is a great American cause. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Or you can call them on 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. God bless you, all of you who are supporting Mike and indirectly supporting us. Let's go straight to your calls. It's been too long. My gosh, 46 minutes on air. Let's go to line one. Is it Yuval in California?
Yes, sir. Yeah, good to talk to you, Seb.
Likewise. Welcome.
Thank you. So my point is simple. I think we need to go through a major overhaul of the academic world. You virtually have a world that operates by a model that just allows for badly, lazily crafted ideas to be developed in a virtual echo chamber. There's no oversight. There's job security and financial security for the people who develop those ideas.
Yep.
I'm talking about the humanities mainly. And those seep into other departments very, very easily, like the healthcare professions and the mental healthcare professions. And this is there's the tenure issue, which guarantees job and financial security for the people who develop those ideas.
Are you involved in education, Yuval?
I used to be.
What aspect of it?
Well, I was in the healthcare system aspect of the academia.
Okay, so if you haven't watched it, it was, for me personally, one of the most satisfying interviews we've done in the long form. Yesterday, before the show, we sat down for an hour with Professor James Lindsay, and we went through all of it, the origins of where the insanity, the transgenderism, the social justice, the political correctness came from. And it is an eye-opener. He knows more than most. And he identified something that I think you'll probably agree with, the real heart of the matter. It's not just the unions. It's not just tenure or the fact that you can't fire people. It is the colleges of education. The colleges of education were captured by the radical left, and they are pumping out these people who believe in this insanity. But you're right. It starts with our children, and we have to break the monopoly. And maybe COVID is going to be the way we do that, because it's the future, and we're seeing it in the way that kids vote. If you capture their minds young enough, you can feed them with the falsehoods that lead to the kinds of results we're seeing. So thank you, Yuval. Stay on the line. Let's give Yuval a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Antoinette, it's Friday, so of course we've got to talk to Antoinette. Welcome to America First.
Hello, Dr. G. Good afternoon. You know, as warrior women as we are, as a side note, we just have to trust God. You know, he's the one that's in control of our lives.
Yes.
We are going to support Mike as going back to us for the voiceless, for our car rally. Thank you for your help. Last Saturday was fantastic.
Tell us how the rally went last Saturday. I want to hear.
It was, you know, it had been raining, and that morning it was gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous at Strands Beach. We had over 100 people, and then we drove our cars from Dana Point to Huntington Beach, really super slow. Yes, people flipped us off. Yes, people tried to run us off the road, but we didn't give up. We drove all the way. So it took us a good while to get down to up to Huntington Beach from Dana Point. But it was fantastic, and thank you. But this is what we're going to do now. You know, we were doing the rallies for President Trump.
Yes.
And for the vote that was taken away and stolen. Back on MacArthur Boulevard and Pacific Coast Highway, next Friday, we're going to start again, February the 12th, for our pro-life message, for the voice, for the voiceless, from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. We decided that's what we're going to do now for the voiceless.
Fabulous. So, give the details again, Antoinette.
Sure. From 3:30 in the afternoon till 6:30 at MacArthur Boulevard and PCH, which is Pacific Coast Highway. That's Newport Beach, Corona Del Mar. And we'll be there on Friday, starting next Friday, the 12th. And this is our mission now. In the meantime, as some of us, I'm Latina. So as for AOC, Miss Crazy, we call her the Mentirosa, because in Spanish, that means she's the liar. And, oh, my God, Monica is our leader for and.
Well, God bless Monica. God bless you, Antoinette. Keep doing what you do, because it's very simple. It's actions like yours that are inspirations to thousands of others. God bless. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, are you in daily pain? Have you found relief nowhere else? If that's the case, I implore you, try this drug-free solution that is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans across the country right now, including Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer, 100%. You should be able to tell that story. Find out if this is the answer for you. Call Relief Factor on 800-500-8384. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. ReliefFactor.com. Don't wait any longer. You deserve to know. Do it today. You know it makes sense. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by the film No Safe Spaces.
Okay, I know it's Friday, which means it's Ask Dr. G Anything, but I think this is getting out of hand. Mr. G wants to test me. What is this test you have for me?
Well, I know because I read a written article about it. But the new requirements for your salary that you made to be able to get the stimulus package,
yeah,
they have decreased.
Now, so they changed the regs.
Yes. Now, the president did a great job explaining the new numbers today.
Okay, so what do you want me to do?
I want you to listen very closely and tell me if you have any idea what the new requirements are.
Okay, it's Friday. Okay, so the stimulus check requirements have changed, and we have a 19-second cut from Biden explaining it, and you want me to see if it works. Let's do it. Video cut two, play cut.
So folks making $300,000 don't get any windfall. But if you're a family that's a wage earner, each of the parents, one making 30 grand, one making 40 or 50, maybe that's a little more than, well, yeah, they need the money.
Oh, my God. Is that for real?
I guess the requirement is, well, you need the money.
Can we put stealthy on that? Is that doctored, Mr. G?
Let me explain it. I'm not a president. It used to be 75 for a single person, 150 for a married couple.
Right.
It's now 50,000 for a single person and 100,000 for a married couple.
Oh, That is gorgeous.
Unless you're a wage earner.
That man could start a nuclear war, Jeff. You know that, right? Okay, just play that again. It's too good. This is sleepy, creepy, senile Biden. Video cut two. Play it.
So folks making $300,000 don't get any windfall. But if you're a family that's a wage earner, each of the parents, one making 30 grand, one making 40 or 50, maybe that's a little more than, well, yeah, they need the money.
That's a little bit more, yeah. That, oh my gosh. I'm surprised. You know what's going to happen? When they bring in the truth czar, I really think this is going to happen. Videos like that will immediately be deleted from the known universe on all platforms. As soon as he says something like that, somebody at Google, the czar of the deep six, will press this big button, and it's just going to do like an EMP effect across all platforms, and it's just going to nuke it, and you'll never see it. You were right. I'm so glad I listened to you, Mr. G. Can I just remind you guys? That man is the president of the United States. He's in control of 12 nuclear aircraft carriers, strategic bombers, cruise missiles, underwater submersible nuclear-capable submarines. You gotta have a sense of humor. We're gonna keep fighting a good fight. Trina, Victor, Al, Anthony, don't go anywhere. This is America First.